reform for the la 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 la. Reform for the la 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 la. And Judith is sad, she has broken a bold and fight. And then a witty sea, so the moon is full of hatred and spite. Judith is scared, she hates it in her home. See the wild harpies sing as they whip about their home all night. The reform for the la 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 la. Evil, I want you to know that I know that you have no plan. Evil, I want you to know that I know that you have no plan. Evil, the brains and the bones and the blood of a firstborn son. Evil, the brains and the bones and the blood of a firstborn son. And the road's never home when you're calling in the long way. You're short by the sun, I'm in the way. It's blocked by some music and a cop stealing. Holy cop, stop embarrassing your mom. And a boat of Major Tom. From the castle to the clown, they say, dude, I am alright because the road is long. The road, it's long. So reform for the la 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 la. So reform for the la 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 la. La 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 la. To reform yourself with la 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 la. And Judith is sad, she has murdered, so the sea shall rise. And Judith is sad, she has murdered, so the sea shall rise. And Judith is sad, she hits the telephone. When the gulls fall apart, she shall bring the feathers home. And Judith is scared, she fears the violent sea. When the gulls warn a kiss, she makes a painting of the sea alight. And evil, I want you to know that I know that you have no plan. And evil, I want you to know that I know that you have no plan. Evil in the brains and the bones and the blood of the firstborn son. Evil in the brains and the bones and the blood of a firstborn son. The son. And the road's never home when you're calling me the long way. Which you'll find yourself out in the way. It's blocked by some messianic cops stealing. Stop embarrassing your mom in a vote. Ancient town from the castle to the clown. They say, dude, I am alright because the road is long. The road is long. And the road is long. The road is long. And the road. Long, and the road is long, because the road is long, and the road is long, because the road is long, because the road is long. We'll be right back.
All right, that was new. Oh, excuse me. Okay, I can only hear out of one ear, so that's cool. That is totally new. That is Frog Eyes with the song The Road Is Long. They have a new record out. Yeah, totally cool. I come to the station and I find a whole new Frog Eyes record, and it's entitled Spring. No, sorry, it's called Carrie's Cold Spring. Carrie, I believe, Mercer, who would be the lead singer. And Frog Eyes, sorry, I need to get adjusted. I'm having problems here. I'm having a lot of problems. So I'll explain to you in a minute. I'm not feeling this moment. Okay, let me try this again. So Frog Eyes, they're out of Victoria. And I played a lot from their previous record. Yes. And they're known for having very odd song names and very long songs. Very long songs. Like, okay, here's off their new album. I've barely even looked at it. So we heard the song, The Road Is Long. But let me read to you some of the other song titles. We've got, for the first time, my own eyes are reading this. It's Noni's Got a Taste for the Bright Red Air Jordans. There's also A Duration of Starts and Lines That Form Code. And that's not too bad compared to some of their other records. But there you go. Frog Eyes. Yeah. My name is Anita B, and this is my show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I have a headphone that only works in one ear. And I was excited. I said to myself, I'm not going to drink too much before I get here. I mean, liquid, you know, like not alcohol. And I was like, because there is some Shaquanda goodness here at the station, and I've made sure I had my change, because we have a very special pop machine here at the station. And I hit all the buttons and nothing, sold out. I'm like, what? No, so that sucks. And it's hot in here. It's like really hot. There is a fan. There's like a sort of hidden fan. That's kind of cool. Fanning itself on me, but that's okay. Okay. Did I tell you my show? This is where Canadian music happens. And let's continue with some of that. I'm here until 8 o'clock with you all. And yeah, I was really looking forward to some Shaquanda goodness, but that's fine. Okay, what do I have next? Okay, Slow Learners. That's what we're going to hear next. Slow Learners, these guys are a three-piece local, so they're from Vancouver. Female drummer, I think Penny is her name. And I believe the bass player, if I'm not mistaken, is also from the band what's wrong with my head? I was just listening to them on the way in. I'm telling you, I'm not feeling it. I'm hot. I'm too hot. From the band, not the Japan Droids, but doesn't matter. Okay. Slow Learners. They have a song that I'm going to play for you. It's called When I Was Fun, and this is from their new EP. It's called Grow On You. What else can I tell you? I can tell you that it's really, really hot, and I have sweat all over my chest. And it's not making me feel good. And I'm just, and it, you know, just before I got here, as I was leaving the house, I was eating an egg roll. Yeah, I know. I'm a classy. I'm eating my frozen egg rolls, which were terrible, by the way. I just got to share with you. Just awful. And it was like, they're all mushy. I don't know if the toaster oven wasn't working properly or what. And then just as I'm like, you know, biting into it, it splooges all over my chest. I'm just like, what? So looking down, I'm like, oh, now I need to find a new shirt, which I have, but still. It's just been a yucky day. Okay, Slow Learners, here we go. Grow On You. Hopefully this works. My guess is it probably won't. Not with the way things are going in my little domain. Okay. On CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yeah. After decades of decline, drowning fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water, and never go out alone. For more information and more safety tips, go to lifesaving.bc.ca.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Had acne since I was.
Hello. That was Jail with the song Not Happy. And I'm not happy either because my headphone here, there's only one working. I need to find new headphones. Okay. Oh, there's some right here. Why don't I'm so lazy. There's like some right here this whole time. Okay, that's okay. I'm going to stop complaining. My name is Anita B, and this show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where I play Canadian music from 6:30 until 8 every second Wednesday. And we went back in time to 20 years ago. Can you believe that? 20 years ago. That was Jail, J-A-L-E, which stands for Jennifer, Allison, Laura, and Eve. And that was one of the bands that influenced me to play music myself. And that was actually the band that influenced me to play a Rickenbacker bass because they played one. And so did Eric Stripp. They played Rickenbacker basses. As did a lot of my favorite bands, and then that's that. All right. So Jail were out of Halifax, Nova Scotia, and they were sort of, they were at the pinnacle, the heart of that whole Halifax pop scene back in the 90s. All right. Before that, we heard Plumtree. Speaking of Halifax, there you go. They were like the junior version of Jail. They were the youngins. In Halifax. And from their 1997 record Predicts the Future, we heard Scott Pilgrim, which also is the basis for that comic book movie, right? Excuse me. We also heard another one in there. Did I tell you about this one? Yeah, we heard, did I miss putting a song in? Okay, we heard Deadly Snakes with Greg Cartwright. I love the Deadly Snakes. They are no longer, but they're out of Toronto. And they're a killer band. There were like many of them. And I believe there are horns. They had a full ensemble going. Total garage rock. And the song we heard was West Texas Sound from the 2001 record, I'm Not Your Soldier Anymore. No, I am not. And I will make it my point to not complain. I'm not going to complain about the heat, the lack of Shaquanda action, anything else. My life is kind of in shambles, but it's okay. It's okay. You know what? I'm getting through what's going on in my life, and I'm not going to bore you with the gory details. Gore you with the bory details? Oh, that's a good one. Gore you with the bory details. Yeah, I won't do that. So let's move on with some more music, shall we? Do I have anything ready? Yeah, I do. I don't know. There's not a lot right now. Nothing right now is super inspiring me. Nothing really. I'm just kind of going through life, just kind of, looking for inspiration. So if you have anything to give me, if you want to call me here at the station, 604-822-CITR, and inspire me with something. Tell me a joke. Oh, you know what did inspire me though in that last set was Slow Learners. They were really good. I really liked that band. Or if you have, just some music that you want to share with me, some Canadian stuff that you think is worthy of my show, then call and ask for something. That number again is 604-822-2487, and that will be fun. Talk to me. Until then, let's listen to Mode Modern. That's what we have right now. A little Mode Modern. And this record is called Occult Delight. This is a local band, and I believe this is a Felix Fung production, I think. Let me just double check. Oh no, it was produced by Josh Stevenson, but I think Felix Fung was in this band or is in this band. He's in everything. But let's hear the third song. It's called Thieving Baby's Breath. Thieving Baby's Breath. And the station here, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Crumbs will lead you forever long.
All right, folks. I just got in a conversation with the lovely Val, Val Cormier. She is in the studio. Her show is on next. Her show, of course, is Folk Oasis, and she is here from 8 until 10. And yeah, so we heard two from Tough Age. I love Tough Age. They are awesome. Tough Age. They are a Mint Records band. And we heard the songs one and two. We heard just now, we heard The Heart of Juliet Jones. And then before that, we heard We're Both to Blame. We're Both to Blame. And then before that, we heard something from Mode Moderne. The song was Thieving Baby's Breath from their new record, Occult Delight. All right, so let's see what we got. Oh, in terms of weather, let's look at the weather. Weather Vancouver. It was a beautiful day. I'm sure it'd be great to be at the beach. I was not there, but that's okay. Maybe I'll be there soon. Okay, today is Wednesday. It's currently 26 degrees. Good grief. And if you live in not a basement suite or not on a lower level, it's not fun. It's just stinky, you know? Ugh. And it's hot. And anyways, it's 26. Okay, so tonight the overnight low is 16. So, and then tomorrow's Thursday. Is that right? Yeah, it's a high of 25 tomorrow. And it's sunny, which is nice. So 25 and sunny tomorrow here in Vancouver. And then once we hit the weekend, we've got 26 on Friday. Oh, that's not bad. So Friday's sunny and 26. Saturday and Sunday, 23, 24, with mostly sunny periods. Mostly sun. Isn't that nice? All right, cool. So let's continue with the Canadian music. And what do I have here for us? What do I have for us? Well, it looks like I've got some Dead Ghosts. I've been playing a lot of what I played last time, but that's okay. Because I can't focus. I'm too hot. I'm just too hot in here. I'm giving it my best, folks. I'm trying. All right, this is Dead Ghosts. This is a band out of Vancouver, and they have a new record out, newish record. It's called Can't Get No. And let's hear a song that I don't always play. Let's hear the song Summer with Phil. Let's hear that song. That should be good. My name is Anita B. My show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this here is Dead Ghosts on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Sunshine, the hell alone. This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
Shoutback Festival is an annual anti-capitalist, all-ages, DIY, feminist music festival by and for people of color, gay, trans, queer, indigenous people, and women. Shoutback is celebrating its third year smashing patriarchy, full weekend of workshops, live music, and for the first time, an all-day anarchist book fair, taking place on unceded Coast Salish territories on August 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2014.
You're listening to C. I. T. R. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby, no, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time. Ah,
yeah! A groin-grabbingly great station.
All right, that was Thrush Hermit from, I don't know, the late 90s or so with the song The Day We Hit the Coast. And you can find that. I'm trying to remember which record it's on. Oh, I have to write it down anyways. But there you go. I miss Thrush Hermit. They were out of, they're out of Halifax. And I think it might have been on Clayton Park. Anyways, and of course, that would be Joel Plaskett, the lead singer, who now is on to doing his own sort of solo stuff. And there you go. Yep. Last decade and a half or so. Before Thrush Hermit, we heard the Courtneys. And this is a now band. They are very hot right now. They're local. They've sort of toured the entire planet, it seems. And we heard from their self-titled record, Mannion. That's what we heard. And then before that, we heard something from the Notes from Underground. I have not played or heard those guys in ages. The Notes from Underground are a band who, back when I was in a band back in the like late 90s up to the middle of like 2005. The Notes from Underground were active at the same time, and we used to play tons of shows with them, and they were mostly a three piece. And Sean Mrazek, notably, was the drummer, and he is the drummer extraordinaire on the Vancouver scene. He's so good. He's my drum teacher. Well, he was. And super nice guy. Anybody you ask about Sean Mrazek to, they're like, oh my God, he's totally the best, because he is. And anyways, the name of that Notes from Underground song was called Robert, I Found the Bridge, from their self-titled record. Now, that song is interesting because Sean was not typically the lead singer. It would have been Jeff, of course. So Sean sang that song, and Sean does have his own band now called, somebody walked in here to the studio and then just walked out and shut the door. What was that all about? That was weird. Sean, what was that going on about? Oh yeah. He has a new band. It's called, Sean Mrazek Lives. And you can also find Sean behind the drum kit for the band Cool. So Cool is very cool. Except I'm not very cool at all right now. I'm like really hot and I'm just kind of bothered. I'm hot and bothered. I'm just kind of like, I feel like I'm melting and I'm trying to find the energy to make it through. I'm not trying to sound all bummed out that I'm here, but it's really hot in here. It really is. My name is Anita B and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm here with you all every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. And, yeah, I am going to play something that I've never have played. Actually, I'm going through, you know, cause my show here is Canadian music. So I'm like, okay, what can I play next? And so I just happen to have a friend. His name is, Mr. Banal, Justin. So Justin White, and he used to be in a band that played way years ago when I was in a band, but we never actually played together, I don't think. And they were called the Spinoffs. And so I found some Spinoffs here. And this should be good. So here we go. So the Spinoffs, yeah, they were like a pop punk band in the late 90s into the 2000s. And they have some funny named songs. So I'm going through the song names here. And let's see. I really like, which one do I like? King of the Scene. I wonder if Justin was talking about himself there. How about Don't Stalk My Sister? That's a good one. But the one I like the most and the one that's gotten the most amount of plays here on, I'm playing this actually, by the way, from CBC Music. So you can find the Spinoffs there, is Love Sniper. So this one should be good. It's gotten almost 5,000 plays. So it must be really good. I'm guessing it's better than the song Square Patrol, since Square Patrol has had one song. We're sorry, one play. That's it, one play. Or Wilt Chamberlain, Fixed Gear Lovin'. That one's had three. So maybe a new song's been added. But let's hear Love Sniper from the band from about a decade ago, called the Spinoffs. They were local, and I think there were like three of them, maybe four, you know, three, four, whatever. Let's just see that I'm good here, because I'm not. I'm just confused, and I'm just, you know what? I've got like heat exhaustion, heat fever. Like I'm hot, and I'm bothered, and I just need to, and I can't think. It's like I'm trying to swim through some molasses. That's what I'm doing, and I'm not getting very far. And I still have 29 minutes, but hey, call me if you want to inspire me. If you have a joke, if you want to request some Canadian music, that's cool. Give me a call here at the station. It's 604-822-2487. That is 604-CITR. And, yeah, cheer me up. Okay. This song is Love Sniper from the Spinoffs. This is, Anita B with, my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Okay, that was, who was that? Jay Arner. I'm in the middle of a funny text session with somebody. Jay Arner, he has a new record out. We heard the song Midnight on South Granville. And Jay Arner, I believe, is on tour. He is a Mint Records member, I guess, part of the family. And he has been in many, many bands, Jay Arner. I can think of the band International Falls. How about Team Strike Force? Yeah, way, way back in like 98, he was in a band called Team Strike Force. And as I like blow on my fingernails and then like rub them on my shirt, I could say that our band beat his band in Shindig. We did, though. We actually won Shindig. I think the year was 98. And Jay Arner's band, they weren't too happy. They came in third. That was at the Starfish Room. And who else? And look at where he is now. So, I mean, hey, winning Shindig is maybe the kiss of death. There you go, folks. And I say that all in jest because, really, Jay is a really nice guy. But they did look a little sullen and a little forlorn when they got beat by our band. Bunch of girls. Girls beat the boys. Okay. Rock and roll is not a competition, folks. It's not a sport. No, it's not. Unless maybe if you're in a baseball-themed band. Like, I don't know. That might be a sport-type rock band. But anyways, Jay Arner. Now, before that, we heard something from a band called The Spinoffs. And this is why I'm laughing, because I just happened to be texting Justin Bunnell, who is the lead singer of The Spinoffs. And he's telling me what the song that we, maybe I shouldn't, I don't even want to tell you what the song that we heard was about. It's called Love Sniper. That's the name of the song. And I'll just leave it at that. And yeah, that was a good song. Very Ramones-esque. Very Ramones-y. I liked it. Short, good song. All right, before The Spinoffs, we heard Thrush Hermit. Oh, goodness. Where are we at here? 7:38. Yes. Okay, let's hear some more stuff. Or I can tell you some jokes. Or I can just fall asleep. Yeah, I won't. But okay. I'm just so tired. Okay, why? I don't know why I'm so tired. What did I do today? Nah, not a lot. Oh, I bought batting gloves. That was my big task of the day. Yeah, that was kind of fun. Hey, and you know what? Let me tell you right now, folks. Nice folks over at... what's it called? Oh, God. How can I not think of it now? It's because my brain's not working. Go over to Burnaby, because if you like baseball, that baseball place, what's it called? It's on Willingdon. Willingdon and kind of near. Well, anyways, they have 25% off all their stuff. The entire store, 25% off. So if you need to get stuff, go over there. Prostock. That's it. Prostock. Go to Burnaby Prostock. 25% off everything. And I believe 30% off shoes. So if you need shoes, go there. And they're nice. They're so nice. And yeah. So, and I believe the sale ends tomorrow. So make your way down there soon. Okay. Let's continue with I have nothing. I actually have nothing ready to play for you. I'm just babbling. I'm texting people and babbling. How about some Sloan? Yeah, let's listen to some Sloan. I have not played Sloan in ages, and I will not play anything new from Sloan. I think the year 96 sealed the deal. Once we hit 96, I was like, I think I'm done with Sloan. And to be honest, why are they still together? I don't know. Why? Some bands just kind of just done. You're done. But their early stuff was awesome. So I'm going to play us something from, like, I think it was like their first single, Underwhelmed, from their 92 album Smeared, 1992. So let's listen to some very, very early old Sloan here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. If that's a word. I know it's not, cause I looked it up. That's one of the skills that I learned in my school. I was overwhelmed, and I'm sure of that.
here's what we're going to do. We're going out bowling. You can have a party. But what is the golden rule around here?
No boys.
Okay, Dad.
It's all right. Have a good time. Come on, Muffin. Let's go. Rock on, girls.
Good night, Mr. Mulligan.
In indigenous cultures across the globe, women are givers and creators of sacred life. They nurture and shape our children. They influence future generations through the early interactions and teachings they pass on to our youth. These transfers of knowledge are in grave danger as women are common victims of violence, especially in communities where extractive industries are taking place. Violence against indigenous women and children is one of the most serious violations of human rights, and indigenous people have to work as equal partners with states to develop standards and mechanisms to enforce women's rights, strengthen their civic and political participation, and protect them from the different forms of violence they are commonly subjected to. We need to bring the issue of violence against women to light and work to uncover the extent of this problem so that we can seek the needed resources to put an end to this grave injustice towards Indigenous women. This series shares the concepts and recommendations contained in the ALTA outcome document. For more information, visit WCIP2014.org.
Soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here. God. Ugh. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh. Isn't there anything? 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 Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Feather head, out of the It's been around for thousands of years, but it's just catching on.
Come on, come on.